The book of 1 John, chapter 3. Look at what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this cause the world doesn't know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, we are now children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we will be. We know that, if He will be manifested, we will be like Him, for we will see Him even as He is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Everyone who does sin also does lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away sins, and in him is no sin. Whoever stays in him doesn't sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. My little children, let no man lead you astray. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He who does sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. To this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is begotten of God does not sin, because his seed stays in him, and he can't sin, because he is begotten of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Anyone not doing righteousness is not of God, neither is he who is not loving his brother. For this is the message which you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And why did he slay him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. And don't marvel, brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who does not love stays in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that any murderer does not have eternal life staying in him. Hereby we know love, because he laid down his soul for us, and we ought to lay down our souls for the brothers. But whoever has the world's goods and looks at his brother in need, and shuts up his compassion from him, how does the love of God stay in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and truth. And hereby we will know that we are of the truth and will assure our heart before him. Because if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have boldness toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, even as he gave us commandment. And he who keeps his commandments stays in him and he in him. And hereby we know that he stays in us, by the Spirit whom he gave us.